Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos, and you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
You ain't sure yet.
Holla. I don't know why I said that. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything Oscar Mayer Bologna. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and the queen of, the king of Bologna, Kenny.
Yeah.
King of Bologna.
Yeah.
Right. You awake yet, buddy? I was worried about you. You doing okay?
Barely. Yeah, you okay today, okay. Kenny? Is everything good?
The more sleep I get, the more tired I am. I don't know.
You look fantastic, Kenny. You look fantastic, though.
Went to bed at about 7 yesterday.
That's what happens. You're so great.
And slept right up until the alarm, and why am I exhausted?
Don't you wonder that? It's frustrating. Happens. Yes.
That's great. Maybe you're just going into a sleep cycle again. Like hibernation.
I think the best thing that could happen to me would be you guys send me home right now and give me the afternoon off from that gang of crabby old men that I work with.
We have no control over
that's
that.
That's the only thing that would make me feel better at this point.
Oh, hey, I want to have a little moment of gratitude. Once again, because now we're on the end of the process, Alexis's buddy, our buddy, David at First Equity, I'm thrilled to tell you that if all goes right, my mother has a home.
Wait, so you found the home, not just getting pre-approved for a mortgage. She found the place.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. So there is a light
at this at the end of the very long tunnel for my mother. And
will she be close to you, or I mean, without giving the coordinates and stuff? But
yeah, the coordinates are due. she will be. But it was so funny. She, in classic Dar fashion, she called me crying yesterday, and I was so happy for her. And Dawn, I couldn't wait to tell the story, and you'll see why momentarily. But she called me, and she landed on a townhouse, and she told me where it was, and I went, Mother, you literally picked the one city that I don't know a lot about. Like, like the one suburb that I don't go to a lot. And she starts laughing and go, you know, like, here in Eden Prairie, I could tell her where everything is. Or Maple Grove, I've been there a lot. Or where my in-laws are. But she picked the one area where I'm like, Mom, I can't help you. I can't help you.
Is she up by me?
No, I will tell you though, Lex. You may be able to help her. I'll tell you off air. You know, just right. Privacy and all. But but you may be able to help her actually. But anyway, this is so cool. And Dawn, you'll get a kick out of this. My mother has obviously gone to 1,000 townhouses to look over the past month or so. And David has been so great. So thanks to David with the mortgage portion of the process. I'm telling you, and Dar won't mind me saying this, Dar is a first time homeowner, home buyer, I should say, because, you know, my dad handled things in their marriage, and Cappy handled stuff like that with my mom's second marriage. So this is Dar's first time at the rodeo, and to say that David was loving and caring and patient and considerate and loving is an understatement. My goodness. So when you hear Lex and Lori and Julia do commercials for David, not that you didn't believe them times 850,000. Because now I've seen it up close. I've always loved David as a friend, and I've always heard Lex's stories. But to see it with my mom, oh my goodness, I could kiss and hug him forever. Anyway, she's seen like 1,000 places, and she walked into this one, and Colin happened to be with her because I was at meetings that day. And so Colin, my mom had a feeling. So Colin was with her, and my mom walks in and immediately starts crying, like walks into the door. And she told me last night, she said, Dawn, she said she felt the moment she walked in, she felt my grandmother, and she felt Cappy telling her, like, this is the place. Like, this is home. Like, this is, she said she immediately, she goes, Jason, I'm not being goofy. I'm not. She goes, Lord knows I've seen, realistically, my mom has probably toured about 100 townhouses. And she said, this is the first time she opened up the door and stepped into the entry, and she was overcome with Cappy and my grandmother telling her this is home. She kept hearing home, home in her head. That
they come back for these kind of things.
Yeah. And I started crying. I'm like, oh my God, that's great. So, yeah.
That's great to get this chapter of her life moving forward.
Yes.
And just like, what a relief.
Living in a hotel for that long probably is just to have space and for her dog and
yes. So it just now, you know, it's not one, you know, it's, there's still things to do, but I'm just really happy, and all of you that have been so invested in my mom, I wanted to update you because you guys, the listeners, have been so kind to her. So I wanted to let everybody know some good news finally for the Dar. So it's gonna be fun. So we're gonna take a break. It is 7:12. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude. rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
Coming up around 7:45, two of Alexis's favorite subjects, fungus and drones.
Oh, right. We're going to combo platter those.
Yes. We are going to make a Long John Silver's combo platter. Fungus and drones at 7:45. Kenny, make sure you're awake for that, my friend.
Yeah, set my alarm.
Yeah. Right now, though, I'm so curious. I was talking about He-Man trending this morning for entertainment. Yesterday, Dune was trending. Mm-hmm. It was everywhere. The new trailer's out. Dawn, you love this franchise, don't you?
Oh, I do. So we had a Laserdisc player before we had a VCR.
Yeah.
And we had four things.
That's that's one of those big, like, plastic album things.
Yeah,
right?
Like, you would put in an entire plastic thing
sleeve
that had like
thing.
A record thing in it, the whole plastic thing into the thing, this huge disc thing, and then that was, you know, you
too.
Bought movies. You rented them at, like, you know,
special
before Blockbuster
stores.
Was even, right. You know, available. So my dad had one of those, and we had Jane Fonda's workout. They used to do that every morning together. Dune. And something else. I don't even remember. It didn't interest
Dune.
Me. It was like something about mechanics. But Dune was one of them, and he taped on a cassette tape the audio of this movie, and he would listen to it while he did computer programming.
Oh, wow.
And, like, he would program games. He used to go to computer club and, like, bring me home bootleg games that he programmed. Anyway, I would sit there and watch him program games on the computer and then listen to Dune. And then he also read all the books by Frank Herbert, and then I did as well. So my love, first of all, the film was by David Lynch, who did Twin Peaks. And this is my first love of Kyle MacLachlan, because he is in Dune.
But this was early 80s.
It's 84, yeah.
Yeah, Kyle had to be almost a teenager
He was
point,
very
right?
young, yes, and he was really cute. And I was like, oh,
he was.
You know,
oof.
I was just like in fourth grade, and I was like, I love Paul Atreides. So, such a nerd. But now it's coming out with Timothy Chalamet. We have Zendaya, who looks amazing.
She does.
Dave Bautista, Josh Brolin, Oscar Isaac plays Paul Atreides' dad. And then we have Javier Bardem. There's just like the star-studded cast. The mother is played by Rebecca Ferguson, who was, let's see, she was in Doctor Sleep. She has some other credits to her name that I can't remember right now, but she's going to be great as the mom. It is a very weird concept. It's a very weird story.
I was going to ask because I was excited when I saw this on the sheet. I was excited because I did not get into this in the 80s.
I don't know much about it either, Jason.
So, Dawn, I know it's really, the story is really dense.
Yeah.
What's the easiest way to describe the overall premise of Dune?
Okay, so there's this bad guy who is played by Sting, actually, in the original movie. Or he's like the sidekick of the bad guy. I can't remember his name. They're fighting. It's like a race war. There are people. It's a desert planet. So,
okay.
And then there are these big, there's the most precious source on this planet is something called the spice. And they have to mine it out of the earth and from these worms. And these worms are gigantic, huge worms that go through the desert. And when I say gigantic, I mean like, just freaking huge. So
all these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
There's that going on. And then Paul Atreides, played by Timothée Chalamet now, he is like the prince. And he has to, his job is to, he's destined to be the one. It's almost like Star Wars, to save the world. He's like the chosen one.
Okay.
But there are also, he has special powers that he can do with his mind. So it's like the Force. And then you have people that are trying to take him down. And then there's this whole group of like witches that are really interesting. They're like nuns. It's just, and the trailer looks so good. I got like 8 chills watching it. I know it's going to be done really well.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because you have such a love for this film and it goes deep with your family and all different ways in which you've consumed it.
Yeah.
Are you afraid that they're going to screw it up? Or?
No, I'm not afraid, because these actors are so good. I can already tell by the trailer they're doing it justice. And I think it's going to be even more, it's going to be less confusing than the first movie, because they really did try to cram in like all of these books into one movie. David Lynch,
the original one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I really think you should watch the original one. If you're a young person, please go. Please watch the first one so you can see the brilliance of David Lynch, because it is a brilliant movie.
It got hammered, John, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And
it's
didn't
true.
He actually have his name removed from the film eventually?
Yes. He's weird. I can't.
Wait, really?
I can't explain David Lynch. But he didn't like the way it was edited.
Yeah, it was studio interference.
Yeah, he didn't want
the same old story.
What came out is not what he wanted on screen. And so there was a disagreement between him and the studios. That's why any other project after that, he wanted full control. So when he filmed Twin Peaks, they let him just do whatever he wanted to do, which sometimes is good and sometimes is bad. The second season is not great, I'll be honest.
So as far as audience acceptance, when was the first Star Wars released?
1977.
Oh, 77, yeah.
Yeah, and Dune was 84. So I suppose the audience was comparing it to Star Wars, correct?
I would say so.
Wasn't the second Star Wars had to be before Dune?
Yeah, Return of the Jedi was around the same time.
In the audience's mind, it didn't hold up to the other science fiction thriller.
Why are you peeing on my rainbow right now, Kenny?
I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out.
I loved it.
I'm trying to figure out why a David Lynch film, and I agree with you. I think he's amazing, a genius. Even his weird stuff that I don't get, I think, is good. And I'm trying to figure out why it was such a box office bomb.
I don't know, because I didn't see it in the box office, so I don't really know about that. I was in fourth grade. So,
Well, you can watch it on HBO Max. I just looked that up.
Absolutely. Very good.
Yep.
I have a little bit of the trailer, the audio, if you want to hear it. Okay.
Our planet Arrakis is so beautiful when the sun is low. Rolling over the sands, you can see spice in the air. The outsiders ravage our lands in front of our eyes. Their cruelty to my people is all I've known. What's to become of our world?
Oh, so they have this special connection, the Zendaya character and Timothée Chalamet, and just already from the trailer. I mean, Jason Momoa is in it. Oscar Isaac. I didn't know he was hot before I saw this trailer. I was like,
Put him on 2 slices of rye bread and a little mayo.
He's got a big beard, too. And I'm like, hey, let's keep that.
I'll be his beard.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. It doesn't. It doesn't even make sense. It really doesn't.
It does. It does. It's a secret. You're just a little front.
Just a little, that's right.
So it comes out this October.
Po.
I will be at the screening. I will be there. I might be in costume. I might wear some crystal blue eye contacts because they all, that race of people, have these crystal blue eyes.
Oh my gosh, you have a second costume?
A second costume.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll make one.
Can I come with you and we'll go together?
Really, you just need to have like a potato sack or something because it's very basic.
Oh, I could do that.
So it's not necessarily the movie or the writing or anything for the like that, Lex. It's just costume.
Oh, yeah, she loves costume. Yeah, I just want to go in the costume with Don after I see the original. Yeah.
Yes, and then we have to wear this thing in our nose to help them breathe. It's like a little, it looks like we can basically just get a swim thing that you put in your nose.
Oh, yeah.
A little tube that goes up to your ear.
Kenny. Oh, Kenny, you want to go? Kenny, should we dress up too and go with him?
Yeah. Well,
maybe. I think I have a thing that night.
You have a thing that night?
Sure. I don't even know what day it is. I said in October.
Yeah.
October 22nd.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me write that down.
Write that down, Lex. Kenny, write that down. We're going. We're dressing up. Kenny.
Got some hillbilly appointment that day. I don't know.
Sex.
I'm getting waxed that day. I won't be able to. Watch the original Dune on HBO Max. When we come back, we are going to play Would You Rather. You did me wrong because I
let you. Usually I like my situation. And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Because I'm a woman. I can bring home a bacon. Fry it up in a pan. And never let you forget you're a man.
Give her Ajolie, the 8-hour perfume for that 24-hour woman.
I can work till 5 o'clock. Come home and read your tickety-tock.
Tonight I'm gonna cook for the kids.
And if it's loving you want, I can kiss you and give you the shivering fit.
Ajolie, the 8-hour perfume for your 24-hour woman. Da, da,
da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
By the way, Alexis is a 7-hour woman, right, Lex?
A 7-hour woman today. Yep. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Okay.
Do they even make Anjoli anymore?
No, I hope not. It stunk so bad. It was so stinky. Yes.
Do you remember the scent?
It was just like you have either flowery or musk. That's the two choices in the 80s.
Yes.
That was a combination
sunflowers.
Of those.
Remember that?
Oh, sunflowers was good. Moved into a different type of perfume that was like it doesn't have to smell like mothballs and an old lady's closet. Or a musky scent that's like, I don't even know what that is. It's like spices.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Smells like grandma.
Yeah, I don't.
For men, historically, one of the worst smelling colognes, it was in the 90s, and it was Dracar.
Yes.
Black bottle.
Wow. Wait a minute now.
What was that smell profile?
I liked it, kind of.
Dawn, I did too back in the day, but take a fresh smell of the Dracar.
Now.
And it's not so fresh. It is. It is.
And that's still available, huh?
I think so.
I think so at Walgreens and stuff.
Yeah. When I worked at Gorman's in the perfume section,
I know.
Did this. It was my
Does it compare to Axe?
God, I can't stand Axe. Ugh, gross.
I could throw on some CK1 right now and be just fine, though. I love that.
CK1 was good.
Yeah, it's a unisex one. We're like, hey, we're all wearing CK1.
Yes,
and we're all horny for each other.
Everyone.
Look at Dawn's shoulders going back and forth. That's such.
She's like,
Do they still make Charlie?
Charlie!
Okay, we need to go into a deep dive of old perfumes. I wish this was Smell-O-Vision or Smell Radio.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
Charlie. I don't remember Charlie. Was that. What did that one smell?
It was 80s. I had a girlfriend that was 2 years older than me. I was in high school and she was in college.
Oh,
and
she
wore the Charlie, and oh my goodness.
She was like, that's a man right there. He has a beard in high school. I'll date that guy.
Listen, Kenny, you'll love this. Here is the Charlie commercial with Shelley Hack.
Right. Here today, and they call it Charlie. A different fragrance that thinks your way, and they call it Charlie. Kind of young, kind of now, Charlie. Kind of free, kind of wow, Charlie. Kind of fragrance that's gonna stay, and it's here now.
Charlie by Revlon, a most original fragrance.
A most original fragrance.
I swear at one point, did he actually sing Kind of Pregnant?
Kind of Pregnant.
Is that what he said?
That's what I thought he said.
Kind of Pregnant.
I don't think that's what he said, but that's what I heard
too. Kind of Pregnant, kind of wow, Charlie.
Present.
With child, Charlie.
Oh, Kenny, is there something you need to tell us?
A few scares, but nothing. No, nothing.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
That even Kind of Pregnant even exists.
Seriously.
Right. Kind of Pregnant.
Some people don't even realize they're pregnant until they give birth, which I think is the weirdest thing ever. Where you're like, what?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're in the bathroom, and then like a head pops out.
It's or they go to the hospital with pains, and they're like, you're about to have a baby.
It's like, how did you not know, girl?
Oh,
seriously. Anyway, and I've never given birth, but let's play a little Would You Rather.
It's time to make a choice.
With the 3 minutes left.
Jason and Alexis present.
You know, let's do it next segment. Yeah. Anyway, let's continue talking about
Charlie.
Let's talk about Charlie, old perfume. Yeah, Dracar was nast. Charlie was nast.
Oh, God.
I'm trying
to think of what
my mom loved all in the 90s, loved all of them from Estee Lauder. She loved Estee Lauder perfumes.
Oh, and Lancome, too. I don't know how.
Same company.
The Tresor.
Yeah.
That's what I
wear that still. I've since
really
college. I mean, I don't wear it often, but when I want to smell real good.
Let me ask you a question that I've always been afraid to ask. Do you wear perfume when it's been 3-4 days since you've had a shower? Are you like the French and you're just covering up stink, or will you hop out of the shower and throw on a little perfume and then go out to the dance hall?
Yeah, that's usually for me. It's when I'm feeling real good.
When
yeah,
I'm going on a date.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't put it on for work because I don't want people to be like, ew.
Oh,
so you're not covering
here.
Up a, yeah. You're not covering up a 3-day stink.
No, are you?
No, I usually take a shower every day.
Okay, I feel like you're lying right now.
Mm. I took one this morning, but I'll admit I didn't use any soap. I just stood there.
Just rinse.
I was too tired. I just stood there.
That's better than nothing.
Jason, did you shower? You watched T-Man at midnight.
I did shower this morning. All right, I showered last night because I went for a run last night.
Okay,
and I stank,
good.
I stank.
Did you use soap, Jason?
Not a lot. I did. Yeah, just a little bit. Okay, I just in my quick search here, we're just gonna listen to this together.
Okay.
I forgot. Kenny, do you remember "Babe" by Fabergé?
Oh yes, "Babe," which you think of the pig, but no,
no,
it was a perfume.
"Babe" by Fabergé.
What was the
1977? Yes, here's the Christmas commercial.
Oh God.
You are like no other babe ever born.
You're fabulous, babe.
You know how to reach out and show your love, babe.
You're fabulous, babe.
You're one of the boys, but you are a real girl, babe.
You're fabulous, babe.
You're a beautiful thing to be close to, babe.
Fabulous, babe.
Now there's a fragrance just like you. So fresh and new. We named it after you, babe.
Oh my God.
He talks and then he goes, you are a fabulous bitch. He's like a lounge singer that was talking.
Oh, it's like a deterrent.
You're one of the boys, but you're a babe. Okay, there's another one. Okay, let's see. Oh, this is, the one I just played you was like, Let's take a break. Screw Would You Rather. Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, I have another one. The one I just played you from Babe was a Christmas one where Babe is on the back of a snowmobile holding a Christmas tree. This one. Yeah, this
she's
one.
She's like
it's
a
the,
guy, but a girl.
Girl, she's a guy, but she's a babe. This one, this Babe commercial is from spring, so who knows what lyrics are going to be like. Celebrating classic cologne when we come back. Welcome back.
Uh-oh.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. And streaming on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Oh, gosh.
Did you find some gems over there? Some commercials?
There? No. Only one. There is a whole Babe universe.
Great.
I had no idea.
Pretty sure my sister had Babe.
Oh.
Perfume.
It was, and then it went, and then I just watched. They got into antiperspirant, so there's a Babe deodorant.
Oh,
where this chick is like roller skating through. She's roller skating through a grocery store with her roller skating socks. She lands on the display and she's like, I have Babe deodorant. I'm like, oh God, I had no idea. Okay, so here, let's see here. This is, okay, as I promised you, the last Babe commercial you heard, Babe Cologne, if you just tuned in, we're celebrating old perfume ads. So the Babe commercial we heard before the break was Winter Babe. So this is Spring Babe. And yes, you will be happy to know there are different lyrics. So here
we
go. Is
it the same voiceover guy?
Same guy, different lyrics. So here we go.
You're the babe I want to journey through life with.
We'll be together, babe. From this day, sharing it all, babe. Along the way. And no matter where the current leads us to, our lasting love will always see us through. We'll be together, babe. From this day, so love.
Babe. A loving, lasting fragrance by Fabergé, the fragrance designer.
So last.
Okay, now, let me describe the visuals in this Babe commercial. So the first one, as I told you, Babe was on the back of a snowmobile carrying a fully lit Christmas tree.
Oh, fully lit? I didn't know it was fully lit.
Yes, which I don't know how they managed that in 1977. But anyway, she's going through the snowy mountains carrying a fully lit Christmas tree. So in this one that you just heard, it's Babe and her babe guy in a full tuxedo, and she's in an evening gown in an inner tube going down a creek. And
No. What?
Nice.
Yeah.
No, going down
a creek in an inner tube in an evening dress.
In an evening dress. I'm going to put it in the instant messenger here.
I'll pop it up on our links.
Oh, yeah, I have it in our camera instant message. Oh, God. The visual. It's just these two grown ass adults in full evening wear laying on a gross black inner tube going down a creek is hysterical. Now I had no idea.
Wow, they've got a fog machine and everything going.
Now in the same,
they're going under a weird dock now.
Yeah, in the same year, Margot Hemingway did a Babe commercial. So here's this one. Here's Babe with Margot Hemingway.
Your eyes really turned me on, babe.
You look fabulous, babe.
Where did you get those luscious lips, babe?
You look fabulous, babe.
You're the best looking babe ever born.
You look fabulous, babe.
And oh, how I love to see you blush, babe.
Fabulous, babe.
On babe lips, babe cheeks, babe eyes, and babe nails too. Yeah. We made them just for you, babe.
Oh my gosh. The lip gloss. I think I have the lip gloss.
They have a market of everything. Girl. Nails and
lip gloss.
Put on your babe lips, your babe. What did he say? Hold on a
babe
minute.
Babe eyes and babe nails too. We made them.
Babe
babe eyes. Put on babe lips, babe cheeks, babe eyes, and babe nails too. We made them just for you.
Babe cheeks, babe cheeks, babe lips, babe what else?
Nails.
Nails. Made just for you.
I wonder if this is the same babe, because you can still get, it's a completely different logo, but it's like, it's makeup, it's accessories, it's lips, face, eyes.
Okay, now here's here's the chick going through a department store, or going through a drugstore in roller skates, heading toward babe deodorant. Here's this one. Okay, here we go.
Meet all the babes in town.
Meet the fabulous babe antiperspirant.
Meet all the babes in town.
Here's babe roll-on. The antiperspirant spray. And babe super dry solid.
Oh, wow.
All with that fabulous babe fragrance.
Meet all the babes in town.
So keep dry and get party protection with babe antiperspirant.
Meet all the babes in town.
And fabulous babe splash cologne, too.
Meet all the babes in town.
Oh, my God.
I'm watching it. Are you watching the one where she's wearing the white overalls that are cut off?
No.
Cut off. Oh, that's the one I'm watching.
Oh, which one is that?
She skates around the store spraying this stuff in the air. And, yeah.
Oh, yes, that is the one. That is the one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. It's so good. Oh, babe.
You can get some of this on Amazon.
You can?
Yeah.
You can still get babe?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a website I was just mentioning for Babe Cosmetics. It's got to be the same company. But it's a whole new logo. It doesn't look the same, because what I remember was pink. And then it had like a cursive, almost Barbie writing, I think.
Right. Oh. And it's phallic shaped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, here's another one that someone sent me from 1975. And they call it, it's a bizarre commercial for Love's Baby Soft.
Do you remember this? Baby Soft. Yes.
Okay, let's listen to this together. This is from 1975, and this listener said it's freaky as hell. Listen.
I can't hear.
We can't hear it very well, Chase.
Oh yeah, it's not coming through.
Yeah.
It's just like we're underwater.
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Oh, it's weird. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Why?
Oh, yeah. That was the only one that was like that. Anyway, it's weird.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, now I can't hear that one.
We can.
Oh, weird.
She's licking a popsicle.
No. A babe that grew up very sexy?
Yeah.
Stop.
It's a grown woman, and she's dressed like a baby.
And then she's like, got a lollipop.
Licking a lollipop.
We're into pedophile land, aren't we?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. I wonder where my sound went weird. That's weird.
Yeah.
Does this sound all right?
When was the last time?
Yes. Here
we go. Okay, there we go. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that was just that one commercial, though. Ugh, yeah, that's why it's creepy. It's a grown woman dressed as a baby, and she's like looking into the camera, licking a lollipop. Ugh.
Innocence is sexier than you think.
Ew!
Gross! So disgusting!
Oh my God! Jeez. What a pervy freaking brand.
Gee,
Love's Baby Soft.
Again, can you imagine that meeting coming up with that
Baby
campaign?
Soft.
I bet there wasn't one woman in that meeting.
Yeah, and none of the dudes were wearing pants.
Yeah.
Oh, disgusting.
No wonder that's discontinued.
Oh,
Baby Soft.
Oh, but you can still get Babe again on Amazon. You found it, Lex?
Yes, I did, for like $37. You can get.
Is it new Babe or old Babe?
I wouldn't know. It looks like it's like from the 70s.
Okay, the font and everything.
Yeah, the
You'll
whole
know.
Thing. Yeah, because there's the only 20 left. So
okay, only 20 left.
Yeah,
the new Babe Vintage. Has the E doesn't have a. The side to the E, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, got
it.
Goes
just
down.
Three lines. So
oh,
okay,
got
yeah,
it.
This is the old variety then.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should order it.
2 ounces.
We should, yeah.
Wear it to the Christmas party.
Exactly. My Talk listener rewards. You can win $150 Visa gift card, Ever Eve gift cards, Punch Pizza, Crisp and Green, and more. When we come back, we're going down the rabbit hole with the end of the Carol Burnett Show. When we come back.